everyone. Welcome back to Dad Bod Pod. My name is Andrew.
My name is Brian.
My name is Ethan.
And we are just hanging out. We had a whole thing planned, but we decided, you know what? This is kind of a weird night, so we're just going to chill. Yeah, what do you guys think about that?
It's the first episode of summer camps.
First episode of summer camps.
So we're going to give you a prereq. Here's the fucking deal.
Here's what we're going to do. Yeah, we tried to do a thing.
Yeah, through summer camps. These are going to be short episodes. We're going to keep it real with you. Just make it short.
Yeah.
Yep.
Short like a dick in the freezer.
Awesome.
So, Andrew, how are you
the
today,
world's
sir?
World's worst popsicle.
Yeah.
Or best popsicle. How am I? Dude, I'm good, dude. You know, I'm chilling. First week of summer camps is done. And it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
It was
pretty bad. It was dumb.
I heard someone shit in the drum set.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, that wasn't one of the kids. Okay.
No, that was me. Brian, how are you?
I'm fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, man?
Yeah, I can't wait.
What's going on with
What's
you,
What's going
Brian?
On with you, man?
Yeah, I go home. There's going to be a dead dog in my kitchen.
Yeah?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Yeah, yep.
A dead dog just chilling in your kitchen.
Yeah, I'm letting a friend stay over, and her dog I just got a phone call just now that her dog just died in my kitchen.
Oh, wow.
So.
Please do the womp womp sound effect.
Oh, wait. I got it.
That first one was really good, though.
No.
Woo!
Yeah. No applause.
There was applause. It was like a game show set.
Applause?
Applause.
Like dog paw?
No. I feel Too soon.
Jesus Christ, Ethan.
All right. So you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I literally just thought about this.
What?
I have new car smell. My house. Or, I mean, for the car.
Sure.
I'm probably going to spray that right in my face before I open the door.
Oh.
How long has it been dead?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Well, what lesson were you in when she called you?
The 8.
The 8 o'clock? So we can assume the dog's been dead for at least 2 hours now.
And you know what happened? You usually shit yourself.
Yeah.
Or you get a bone.
The body is starting to bloat.
Exactly.
Right.
Is someone coming to deal with this? Because you're here recording.
Oh, I know.
You're here, man. That's
this
why
might, you know,
short.
We just said this was short. This might be a long episode because Brian's going to be like, hey, what else do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know what I got. I got a bloater, a floater. Who knows?
A floater?
I don't know. Shit's about to get real when I get home.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, man.
Let's just say...
it's the real bee's knees.
It is, yeah. Jinkies, it's a weird night.
So for those of you at home, we have a 4-page long list of the shittiest slang terms from the 1920s.
Hold on, Darmy members out there. We're supposed to be lost in fucking time because Satan sent us back to the 1920s. I got this whole, literally like a ream of paper about the 1920s.
Powder the kisser. Go on.
You be careful, Ethan, with your microphone.
I'm careful. I haven't been touching it.
No, I mean, if you're going to say things like pow in the kisser.
Oh. Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if I said that... Oh, shit. If I said that your friend is a real wet blanket.
Yup. Well.
Right now she is.
Who knows what I'm going on to?
Yeah, people got weird different strokes. Ethan, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man.
What do you got going on today, dude?
You know, today was my last day here, actually. Kind of crazy, but
it was your last day at work.
My last day,
which is
at
a
work.
Far a
yeah.
place far
not,
far
not
away.
At dad
not
dog.
Here
yeah.
with us, yeah.
Yeah.
Work is a very far away separate thing.
Yeah, I kept it short, you know, real dick in the freezer style. So.
That's gonna be our new thing, isn't it? Actually, if
Thanks,
we ever
Brian.
Make Dad Bod shorts, on the
wait, like YouTube Shorts?
No, but now we're gonna have to figure that out.
Oh, you should make a separate channel, Dick in the Freezer, Dad Bod.
We should make ice cube YouTube trays shorts. That are dicks and call them Dicks in the Freezer.
I actually already have ice cube molds with dicks.
Hey,
so we're good.
That can't. Are you serious?
Yeah, of course that's a real thing.
Holy shit!
Of course, dude, I have it.
That's the real cat's whiskers right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Cat's whiskers.
It is right.
I gotta read
that's
some
the
of
cat's
these.
Cat's meow.
That's the real. Oh, Brian, was the dog a dude?
No.
What?
The dog was a real tomato.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that fucking sucks, dude.
Well, listen, of the two of us, I've got a job and you don't, so.
Ethan, oh, shit. Ethan just literally went, fuck you. You know what?
He was like, you know what? This is my podcast now. Get the fuck out.
For that joke?
Woo, man.
Oh, God, you guys.
Stuck on my schnitzel.
All right, well, listen, we're going to try to do some of this maybe, yeah? What do you guys think? Yeah, all right, so summer cool camps, blah, 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 blah. Oh, God, we're stuck in the 20s. Ethan, so here's...
shit.
Ethan, here's what happened. At the end of the last episode, we did magic last week, and Satan got all pissed off that they were doing magical things. So he's like, I'm going to give you guys things to do to keep you busy. I think, is that how it went?
Yeah.
Something like that. So our first assignment, he sent us back magically to the 1920s, and we're supposed to, we have observations. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, here's the top 20 jobs. You could be a drayman, a teamster, an expressman, a roaded stress.
Stop.
A teamster.
What the fuck? Hold on. Go back.
From the 1920s. They're teamsters.
No, start from the beginning again.
Drayman.
Okay.
Teamsters.
Yeah.
Drayman.
Expressman.
Talking about the knights, man.
Satan's going to be so happy with our report.
Keep going.
The number 19 spot is you could be a clerk. You could be on railroad, working railroad as a laborer. Yeah. You could be a stenographer or a typist.
What is this? Oh,
it's like a courtroom.
You sure?
Semi-skilled operative, like a broom, a button, and rubber factories. A building general, non-specific. You could be in iron and steel industries. You could be as semi-skilled operatives or laborers. You could work in the coal mine. You could be a bookkeeper. A cashier or accountant. You could be a teacher, a textile industries, semi-skilled operatives. You could be a carpenter. You could be a machinist, a millwright, a toolmaker, a salesman. It says here saleswoman, but in the 1920s?
No.
No. You could be a servant, so you could be a bellboy, butler, cook, or etc. You could be a retail dealer. You could be another type of clerk, more like a antique, a dealer, an art dealer. You could be a dairy farm, a farmer, or a stock farm laborer, or you could be a agricultural farmer. Those were the jobs in the 1920s.
Right.
The average yearly income, this is wild. It reported in the IRS, by the IRS, the average income of the 1920s was $3,269.40.
Wow.
For the whole year.
Holy shit.
For the whole year.
They were either broke as hell or that's just
inflation. No, that's because, it's inflation. Yeah. That was the average income. That was middle class.
Yeah.
That's like equivalent to what we make now.
So do you remember this shit? Like Sears catalog.
I remember this catalog, yeah.
Yep.
I remember.
You
can see some titties in that catalog.
Yeah.
They also sold houses.
Yeah. You can see the left one and the right one, bro.
Simultaneously. I used to have to go to National Geographic for that shit. Yeah. And that was some weird titties.
The weird, droopy, saggy, sad titties.
Oh, God. Put my dick in the freezer.
Usually there was a baby attached somewhere.
Yeah. There's one titty that's like pierced and it's hanging to the clit.
It's attached to the clit. Jesus.
All right, so... told you. I was on fire today. Right, hey.
You're on something.
Yeah. So this is very interesting.
Yeah?
20 things that we did not know.
Oh, fuck yeah. Brian did some research. Go.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Hell yeah.
About the 1920s. It only took me a year and a half, but I did some research this time.
Brought something to the table, yeah.
Yep. Speakeasies weren't invented till the 20s, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. Prohibition.
Sure.
All right. Blah. That one makes sense. Cut. But some of these were nuts. A green door on a bar meant it was a good time. It basically, like...
Green light? Anything goes?
Yeah. Sure. Like a... Like, now we would call it a dive bar.
Come on in and whip out your dick. It's fine.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like...
Okay.
If you go to the Hub in Tampa, you know you're going to get a 2.5 ounce pour. It's fine to pull your dick out.
Okay? We're going there tonight.
Yeah. But you don't go and do that at the Ritz.
No. You're going to get a 1/2 ounce pour.
Yep.
And you better tuck that shit in and before you walk in.
$17 for the 1/2 ounce pour.
Yeah. Fuck that.
No. That bar's where it's at. The government actually allowed kind of like what we're doing right now with marijuana. The government allowed medical alcohol license.
Medical alcohol?
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
No shit.
So we're doing medical marijuana in most of our states. There was a medicinal alcohol license where you could drink and consume alcohol and purchase alcohol if you had a medical card.
Wow. And so would they get that from doctors or would they get that from bartenders? Well, I guess
doctors, and then you can go to the bar. Okay. Well, the bars weren't open.
Right.
But you could still purchase.
You could purchase from the drugstore, I'm sure.
Well, kind of just like how we have now.
Let me ask you, what is the medical benefit to
same as medical marijuana. Yeah. You basically just say like, I can't see good.
Well, I would...
And the doctor's like, yep, you need some weed.
I think too much.
Sometimes I burp.
Yeah. Weed it is. There you go, sir.
That'll be $20.
Do you ever hear that Tom Segura bit where he was talking about that and he was
to buy weed? I almost died.
Yeah.
What, was CVS on fire?
Yeah. where he said he went in to go get his medical marijuana card. Uh-huh. And he was like, I don't know, I made up a bunch of shit. He's like, I got pancreatic cancer. I have this. I got that. I got that. Like, he's like, I made a list. I couldn't sleep the night before. And he's like, and then I see this essay, like, Mexican gangbanger walk in. He's like, I don't know. I get headaches. He's like, okay, there you go, sir.
That reminds me of the John Mulaney bit about Xanax. Have you ever seen it, Andrew?
No.
So he really wants to get a prescription for Xanax because he gets nervous all the time. So he goes into the doctor and he just checks off random shit. And he's like, frequent urination, sure. And then the doctor's like, so how many times do you pee? And he said, 11 times. And that was too many times to say, because then the doctor did a prostate exam and he fainted. And then he woke up with like his pants down and shit.
Did he get a Xanax?
No, I don't think so. All he had to say is that he got nervous on airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get nervous putting on my socks.
Nightmares. Here you go.
There you go.
Xanax
and weed.
It's a good joke, Mulaney.
All right, so the next one. A poorly done science experiment ended up saving millions of lives.
Really?
So this doctor, all right, he actually used this as his thesis for college, and he got an F. Weeks later, he came back to the lab and saw that the bacteria was growing and killing off the bad bacteria.
I know this.
Which led to what?
Penicillin.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
So this dude that flunked college.
Right.
And it said he saved up to 200 million lives.
Jesus.
By fucking up in college.
And made it possible for your 20s to be all about fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out the P in the P. I ain't above it.
P in the free.
Sorry. Free, sir. Got my dick in the free, sir.
New Dead Bud rap.
Uh-huh.
Got my dick in the free, sir.
Off listening to we, sir.
Gonna order me a pee, sir.
And I sound like Carl Weezer.
Now I've got to get me some dessert.
I see them titties, I'm gonna squeeze, sir.
Yes, that's the new fucking rap right there. Oh my God.
Oh, I just... Nope, not going to say it. Not gonna say
you have to now. Say it. It's recorded.
Let's keep moving.
All right.
So now next, brands.
Ooh.
This was the upcoming of major brands.
Uh-huh.
Kool-Aid, Wonder Bread, Baby Ruth, Welch's Grape. Oh, I eat them eggs, Welch's Grape. Yep. What?
I don't know that one.
It's B-I-G.
Oh. Aw.
Reese's, Wheaties, Hostess Cakes, all those. Okay.
Fucking up erasers.
Yep.
You've been thinking the whole time, weren't you?
Call me the cops because this guy got tasers.
I got bars like death lasers. Running from the cops with their tasers.
Go through the chopper, Terminator.
All right, so
I am your father, Darth Vader. Dad bod.
Now we're spitting. Oh shit! Shit just got real. Yeah,
that's a good one, dude.
Call me your daddy. I'm Darth Vader. All right, check this one out. Wall Street got bombed.
Mm-hmm. Like literally bombed?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They had bombs in the 20s?
Yeah, so check it out. And no one ever got caught. Swear, she?
Yeah, she?
This is how I talk, she? I'm just going to drive this thing.
A real scoundrel won't expect this one. Yeah,
well, Wall Street ain't got enough of me. So, yeah, check this out. September 16th, 2020, someone...
That's not the 1920s. That's the 2020s. Sorry, keep going.
Sorry, 1911. No, 1920? 20s? September 16th.
1920, September 16th.
Oh, I thought you said 2020. My bad.
This dude, somebody took a horse-drawn carriage filled with fucking bombs and sent it straight through the front door of Wall Street. It never got caught.
Huh. Wow. That, yep. You know what? There's a show, I think it's called Westworld, where they do that. They like they rob something by like sending a bunch of bombs in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then obviously we know this, basically birth of the automobile, birth of the work week. Because Henry Ford invented the work week.
Oh, interesting.
The 9-to-5 Monday through Friday work week. Yeah. Yep. All right. Hold on, there's more.
Fuck Henry Ford. No, I'm kidding.
Give me a burger, whole tomatoes.
I'm not a hater. Flagpole sitting.
Oh, like the song?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, what is it?
Harvey Danger?
Yeah.
Yep.
Harvey Danger.
Jesus. Titty balls. Did you know that's a real thing?
Flagpole sitting? What is it?
No, I didn't know that.
People sitting on a... That looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, but this dude, 47 days.
Going up a zaner.
I was going to say some shit like that. Fuck you, Andrew. Oh God.
Jails for sale.
Really?
They started prohibition and they figured that would just kill all like
no more crime.
No more crime.
Yeah.
No, nobody's drinking anymore, so everybody's cool.
Right?
Fuck you. It literally created
drink more.
It created crime.
Organized crime, yeah.
It invented organized crime. Right. But the people that own the jails, at this time it was private enterprise owned a jail. It wasn't state prison. Like there'd be in each state there would be a state prison.
Right.
And the other ones would be privately owned prisons. Mm-hmm. So all these people were just like, well, I don't got anybody staying in here, then I'm just gonna sell my jails.
Sure.
But then immediately after, crime went rampant.
The fucking purge.
Yeah, it went nuts. This is all about politics. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Never gonna vote for Ralph Nader.
Dude, I've been thinking of a rhyme this whole time, and I'm fucking coming up short.
I got
dude.
So much as alligator.
I was gonna say that, but I couldn't think of anything funny.
We're in Florida.
Yeah, that's true. No, we're not.
Chilling with my pet alligator.
I don't need a fucking trainer.
Ooh. Ooh. I went to Joe's like trader. Never mind. That was. I don't know why you guys hyped that up. That was fucking
saying
ridiculous.
Saying piss off to all my haters.
Dick so hard I'll dig a crater.
Shred a bitch up like she's grater. Yep. I dig a crater.
I ain't no masturbator.
Oh, that's good. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, you got me quick on this shit.
Come
bro.
On, man.
I was like, what do I?
We even gave you like time.
I was like, yeah. What do I lead up to?
We sat in silence for like a good 4 seconds.
No.
Come on, man.
That's a long time. I'd call that a good round. Four seconds.
A good round. Yeah.
Radio was born in Pennsylvania.
Radio was born in Pennsylvania. We gotta stop. God damn it.
Radio was born in Pennsylvania.
It's so good.
California had the skater.
The Death Star had Darth Vader.
Yeah,
big booty bitches, I'm a mater.
All right, we're write this shit down.
We gotta record
it. We
don't need to write shit.
Oh, big dad energy too.
That's it. TV.
That's great, dude. Wow.
Hey, Darmy, you can expect this rap to come out, by the way. I need you guys commenting. We need this shit out, bro. This is your summer project.
Yeah. Lighten shit up generator.
Oh, yes.
Burning down your house incinerator.
Yo. Yo.
You know, this started out with freezer, so the rhyme scheme changed.
Dick in my freezer.
Freezer.
Call your mom, I'm not a player.
I'm the pussy slayer.
When your mom's not there, I'm a fucking sailor.
Wait, what?
When your mom's not there?
See?
Okay.
Listen, you guys want to know how much a house cost in 1920s?
$3,000.
It's anywhere between 6,000 and 95,000. Oh, no, sorry. It's about 6,296, which is about 95,000 today.
Yeah.
How about groceries? What could you pay for groceries?
$20.
A dozen eggs cost 47 cents, and three pounds of macaroni cost 25 cents.
What the fuck?
How about a washing machine? How much do you think you could pay for a washing machine?
$60.
$81.50.
Yeah.
Which would have been about $1,200 today. What about a vacuum cleaner?
They were kind of expensive.
But they were less than a washing machine.
Yeah.
4K.
In the 20s?
In pennies.
So that's what?
$40.
$40? Yeah. You are correct, actually.
Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah. I was right.
Hooray!
4,000 somethings.
Calculator.
God damn it. I'm so glad we're recording.
God damn it. We are like herpes. It just keeps coming back. Full fucking fledged, bro. Like, what the dick? Continue.
What if you wanted to go out for dinner? What do you think you could drop?
$15.
$0.70.
Oh.
Which would have equated to about $18 for one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How about a new car? What do you think a new car would have cost?
$2,000.
In 1920? $525. Yeah. That's for the whole fucking car, not just a down payment.
For the wheels and everything. Yeah.
Listen, today we're doing a special promo. It includes transmission.
And the alternator.
Yeah! Cock!
Did you just call him a cock?
How about some gas, dude?
Oh, 5 cents a gallon?
Sure. It doesn't really say. Just, yeah. Oh, 30 cents a gallon.
What? What's behind me?
Oh, it's gross.
We need an exterminate.
What is that shit?
There's a bug on the wall for the Darby at home.
There's a bug on the wall for the Darby at home.
We need an exterminator.
Gotta come terminate. Ah!
Yep. It's right above my fucking head.
It's all
right.
Just leave it alone.
Okay, fuck it. He's a Darby member. He's watching over us.
Yeah.
If that thing starts to drop, you fucking tell me, all right? Be like, ah! It's funny. He can't hear any of this shit.
Oh, my God! It flies! It flies! It fucking flies! Cock tits! What the fuck? He flew at me like an aviator.
Where the fuck is this thing?
I still feel it.
Oh god. Oh, that's the worst. You feel it once and you can't stop feeling it.
Do you want to pause and collect yourself for a minute?
No, we're good. Keep going.
Where did it go, Ethan?
I don't know. It just disappeared into thin air, dude.
It's probably over there.
I hope it's not like a... What is that? Is that a beetle? What is it?
It's just a roach.
It's a roach.
It's a fucking roach.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit.
Fucking aviator.
Let's move on.
Oh, shit. Oh, we gotta stay on track. Somebody call the administrator. Okay.
Listen. 20% of the people listening to this are going to be like, that was hilarious.
The other 80%, fuck this shit. I'm a hater.
Oh. Okay. Here's some trends for parenting in the 1920s, because this is dad bod. And so how do you parent your kid in the 20s? First of all, don't hug him. Don't be affectionate to your kid at all, ever. Yeah. You want to see something really funny?
Sure.
Look at how much is printed on this page. Here's the next page. Kids must be clean the whole time. Kids must clean the whole house, everything, top to bottom. Oh, so they're going to clean everything. I'm down with that.
Oh, it's on the ground. There it is.
Ah! Here's my... I don't have my...
He's fine. Fuck him.
Fuck him?
No, don't fuck him.
Step on him. Okay, children have to dress up all the time.
Yep.
They must have perfect posture. Babies should drink black coffee.
What?
All right, so I got a little bit more on this one. Back in the day...
Caffeinator.
My daughter's too sleepy. Caffeinate her. Back in the day, our ideas about parenting were quite different. Believe it or not, there was a so-called expert who suggested that giving a six-month-old baby black coffee to make him or her accustomed to adult eating habits was best. It's a bit funny to think about and sounds absurd today. These quirky parenting tips often emerge due to a lack of solid research. There you go.
At 6 months old?
Yeah, would you? I wouldn't have given my daughter's coffee
She's
a 6 months.
Get to work.
No.
Back in the fields.
If he wants all the tomatoes.
All the tomatoes. We already did that one. Yeah, we already did that one. Potatoes. No. All right, we're done. It's done.
If I'm working at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And I see a family walk in and they order their food and order their drinks, right? I'm not giving that 6 month old coffee. I don't give a fuck if I'm their waiter.
Oh. Listen, this restaurant that you are in, yeah. Is it one floor or two?
Two.
Two? Yeah. Well, to get up there, I'm going to have to take the escalator.
Dude, you keep missing gems.
You know, an escalator can never break. It can only be stairs. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Sorry, temporarily stairs.
Being fussy eater wasn't allowed because back in the 20s, they were probably like, eat whatever you could. Sending kids on long walks to school alone was common. Yeah. Battle for...
That's a danger.
Stranger danger.
Ooh, hey. Double dime. Hey. Look at you.
There was a battle for masculine baby names. There has been a consistent worry about naming newborn babies throughout the years. Even in the early 1900s, there were no concerns about the power and strength the name would project onto a child. A decade in the 20s was no exception. Some of the experts believe that too much softness in a name would lead a child without a backbone. Parents' biggest fear was their son becoming too soft, so they thought choosing names that projected masculinity was important.
Don't fucking do it. I've been thinking of a name this whole time.
No, I was going to say, I'm not going to follow that trend. But it's funny that 20s, so 100 years later, now our kids are becoming transgender at 5.
Yeah.
Like, they're thinking about masculine names, like, you got to be strong.
Right.
Now you have a kid that's watching Blippi on TV going, I think I want a vagina. Okay.
100 years later.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, if I woke up with a vagina, the first thing I would buy was a clitoral stimulator.
Oh my God! Yes! Oh! And I'd come over, I'd be the penetrator.
Ah! Oh, you'd fuck me so good, I'd need a defibrillator.
I don't get no pussy. I'm just a wanker.
No.
Andrew says no.
No. That joke needs a respirator. Washing the walls would build character. Smearing babies with lard was a thing. Make them slippery.
For what?
Well, in the
you
early
20s. Easier.
A bizarre yet popular parenting trend existed where newborns were slathered in animal fat known as lard. This odd tradition involved nurses applying a walnut-sized portion of lard across the infant's head and rubbing it thoroughly all over their tiny infant body. Tiny infant baby body.
We don't know why they do this shit, but just do it.
Including special attention to the ears. The greasy substance was then wiped away with a damp sponge, leaving soft, supple skin behind. Despite its oddity, the trend gained popularity and became a routine before bed practice for many families. Hold still, sweetie! You need your lard!
Yeah.
Birthday parties were not...
I would do that shit now with Zayden and just send him down one of those metal slides and just see how fucking fast he can go. Like playing catch with your own kid.
Do you guys know the comedian Joe List?
No.
He's a comedian who said that dads can't really beat their kids anymore.
Yeah.
It'd just be because of social norms or whatever. But they can throw their kids into pools as hard as they physically want.
Yeah, of course.
So like a kid will go up to their dad and like the kid's like, Dad, can you throw me in the pool? And like dad's like, sure. And then his like whole face changes. Yeah. And then like he's like, he throws him as hard as possible. And then Joe List goes up to him and he's like, hey man, I'm not teaching you how to raise your kid, but I think if you get an angle, you can skip him across the pool.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Birthday parties were not these outlandish fucking affairs that they are nowadays. They were kept small and simple. Children should always sleep facing north, Brian. Always facing north. Bizarre. What? Yeah, okay. A good night's sleep is every parent's dream, and it seems like we'll try anything to make that happen. But back in the 1920s, a parenting trend emerged that seems downright bizarre by today's standards. It all started in 1889 when a doctor named George H. Nefeus. That's a guy you should fuck!
I should fuck! I should fuck Dr. Nefeus!
I don't want this fucking guy! Oh, God! Is he on the door?
He's on the wall by the door right now.
Do you know how ridiculous this is going to sound?
Guys, it flew right at me.
Okay. That's a guy you should fuck! I'll try and contact his kids, but I'm sure he's not alive anymore.
No, his last name is Nefeus. Yeah. Don't fucking... No.
That's the guy you should fuck! Can I close the door?
If you want, it's just gonna get hot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm good. I'll just keep an eye on it.
Here, if you want something to whack him,
I'm a spectator.
Oh, fuck. Here, whack him with this if he comes back.
Guys, should we name him?
Sure. What should we name him? Roachy McFuckface?
Listen, Aviator. Just it just went into the crack in the ceiling.
Great. Good. He'll fill.
He comes out through this crack.
It's a whole swarm of them.
Oh, God!
He's like, you motherfuckers. He goes and brings his friends.
Whatever you do, don't be an instigator.
We're going to need a rescue ranger. I'm sorry.
Jesus, Ethan.
It's happened like four times.
What are we talking about? Oh, children should face north or some bullshit.
That's the guy you should fuck.
Fuck it. Just let your kids play outside. It's cool. Chicken wire cage to air out babies is fine.
What? What do you mean air them out?
Okay, this says in the 1920s, the invention of a baby cage saw the surge in popularity, especially in London.
Okay.
Yeah.
So listen, my baby don't need no aerator.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I don't know about that one, bro.
That was good. They couldn't get out of their chores no matter what. It just seemed like being a parent, they were just tougher.
You were growing...
Back then, it was tougher to be a kid.
You were growing humans. Now it's like you have to baby them until they're fucking 12.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, this last one. Alone time for mommy and daddy. Raising kids in the modern age comes with many challenges, but did you know that parents in the 20s had their own unconventional ways of raising children, apparently by just having a bunch of them so they could raise each other? One of the most surprising trends was the encouragement to take breaks from parenting duties. And it may seem counterintuitive, but experts in the era believe that regular breaks from parenting could benefit both the parents and the children. The belief was that it would prevent parents from becoming overwhelmed and help them recharge. So what do you do with your kids? You just say, bye, kids, fuck off?
Yeah, you have an older sister that watches, is now a mommy.
This piece of paper says Polybond was up for Miss Kitty. Oh.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Keep going.
Polybond was up for Miss Kitty. I don't know what that means, but that's what that says there. All right, how about that? That was cool, huh?
It was. Yeah. I enjoyed it, actually.
Did you?
I did.
All right, well, this is what people did for fun back in the 20s. People went to movies. People drove around just in a car. People just drove.
Well, sure. It's a new technology.
Look, my new automobater.
No.
Nope. Yep.
Imagine if we had flying cars tomorrow. We'd be all over the fucking sky right now. Same thing with
that. Imagine if gas was 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And imagine if only rich people had cars and we were one of them.
Right.
Yeah, we would show that shit off.
It's like, I remember when I got my first car and it's like, Dad, can I get $5 for gas? And it would last me for the week.
For the week. 85 cents a gallon when I started driving.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Live sports, particularly baseball and boxing, was really fun back in the 20s.
Yep.
And then the radio was a thing.
Yep.
That was like the when people it's didn't have TV.
Thing, remember, it was no. created in it Pennsylvania.
Do you have a radio? do you have a radio?
Not one where you go like.
Yeah, that's
not one of those.
That's a radio.
Well, like car radio.
Do you listen to your car radio?
Yeah, I know people who listen to their car radios.
Do you listen to your car radio?
No. Mm-hmm. People do, though.
Who?
Old people.
That shouldn't be driving?
My stepdad does. He's not old. Kind of. All right. Let's
Are we to... old?
No.
All right, right then.
It was your birthday yesterday, though. Happy
it
birthday,
was.
Andrew.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you. Yeah. Board games are real popular. Oh, damn it. See, I did it too. The jazz was real big. The decade earned the nickname the Jazz Age for some reason. Young people obsessed with wordplay and slang, which we should just go through the slang list, I think, in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You let me know when you're ready.
All right. Real quick. Illicit bars and speakeasies were haunts for daring imbibers. Time magazine was a thing. Did I move on to something and I didn't even know it? No, I think I fucked up. Oh, no, we're good. And then a Ouija board. We did that. Yeah. Yep. We did that. That's all right, go, slang time.
Slang time, all right, here we go. I'm just going to pick a couple because it's like 5 pages, right? All right, so we got...
Pick your favorite and see if Ethan and I can guess what they mean.
Got it. Here we go. I'm all balled up.
You're all balled up? You're angry?
Constipated?
Neither. Confused. But
confused.
Oh. Yep.
My brain's tied in knots.
Beat one's gums.
Beat one's gums?
Oh, I'm going to punch him in the face?
I assume it's knuckle sandwich or something.
Nope. It's just idle chatter.
Oh.
Oh, like... Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Why do I have a boner? Never mind.
Dick in the freezer, man.
Must have been cold in that pool. All right, this is a weird one.
Okay.
Ready? A bimbo.
Isn't that a chick? Like a blonde chick?
A dumb guy.
Believe it or not, it was a tough guy.
Really?
Yeah. But think about that now. It's like, oh, I got my ass kicked by this bimbo at the bar the other night.
Yeah. No, yeah. If I walked up to a tough guy and be like, dude, you're a real bimbo. He's not going to take that as a compliment.
No, absolutely not. No. All right, what's a breezer?
Breezer. Put the dick in the freezer.
Why did I not run with that?
I don't know. A breezer? Is it something that's like easy? It's real easy? Like it's a breeze. Aww.
Is it?
Convertible.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Yep. Okay, all right.
Hey, Ethan.
Yep.
When we're done with this thing, can you butt me? Butt me.
Butt you.
I'm so jealous right now.
I hope he's not asking me to fuck him.
No, I don't think so.
What is it?
It's a cigarette.
Yep. Give me a cigarette.
My bad.
What is a...
Still looking for aviator. AV is his name.
What's a dick?
It's a detective. It's a detective.
Perfect detective.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's a PI. All right. How about... Don't take any wooden nickels, kid.
Don't get scammed. Don't do dumb shit. I don't know.
Really? Don't do anything stupid.
Okay.
Yep. Good job. I wouldn't have gotten that one. I went out the other day and I saw this drugstore cowboy outside.
Drugstore cowboy.
Buff guy.
Yeah, a drug dealer.
Close. It's a guy that hangs out outside stores trying to pick up girls.
I see.
All right, I'm going to pick three more.
All right, yep. Go.
All right. The other day I was out having a couple of gigawatters with my buddies.
Booze.
Giggle water? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be booze.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's alcohol. Oh, here we go.
What if it was three guys in a bathtub? Just giggling.
This one means two girls, one cup. Oh. No, kidding.
Defecator.
God damn it. That was a good one. This is going to be my favorite episode by far.
Did you see Andrew yesterday?
Yeah.
I walked in, he was all in his glad rags.
Ooh.
It was his birthday?
He was in his glad rags, yeah.
What is that? He's happy?
It was fancy. Fancy suit.
Mm-hmm. I see.
All right, let's see. We got two more to go. Okay. Jitney?
Chitney?
Are you a jitloots or a bittlesnoots?
No, I don't like that one. Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Share with the class, Brian.
Nope, I'm good.
Nope, fuck all of you.
Oh, cool.
All right, so...
You guys remember that roach flew across the room?
Oh, yep.
Right? It made eye contact with me, dude.
It landed in my hair.
Yeah.
And I pooped a little.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did you?
I took a dump at the church once. Holy shit. Did you hear about the church that caught on fire? Holy smokes! Okay.
Listen, the other day, Andrew and I were out. We're hanging out at the concert, right? Next thing you know, cops showed up everywhere. We fled the scene. We were on the lam.
On the road?
On the run.
Ah.
On the run again.
Yep, running from the police. Okay. Here we go. All right. Look at this fucking ragamuffin.
Cutie.
Mm.
No. He's good looking guy.
Disheveled or homeless.
Oh shit. I was like, please say he's saying something nice about me.
Nah.
Oh, this is a weird one. Hold on. No, I'm done.
Okay. All right.
So the other day I had some coffee and I was eating a sinker.
Bread? I don't know. Wait.
Took a shit and that shit was a...
That's why I was singing a poop reference.
Oh, turd?
Sinker.
It's a donut.
Oh.
Because you're sinking in coffee?
Yeah.
Really quick before you
both
move
of you
on.
Guys, oh! In unison.
My great-grandmom was born in the 20s, and I actually knew her until, like, a few years ago. Like, she passed a few years
That's
ago.
That's cool, man.
And she had, like, a couple sayings. Like, one of them was, if I had a nickel, I'd stay up all night and look at it.
Yeah, my grandma used to say that
really?
Shit. Yeah, my grandma was born in 1912.
Another one was, it says cold. No, this is not 20s. This is more modern, but she used to say this. It says cold as a witch's tit in a brass bra.
Yep.
My grandma used to be like, that person, you look as nervous as a whore in church.
No.
Yep.
Well, my dad used to say that.
Yeah.
You're as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof.
Yeah.
That's my
I've heard that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
My dad used to say, you're useless as tits on a nun.
I don't trust you as far as I can throw you.
Yeah, I've heard that one, of course.
It's as hot as two mice fucking in a wool sock.
Yep.
Ew. That's steamy. Right.
I'm done with that.
All right. Let's move on.
All right, then. I got some movies that came out in the 20s that were really popular. At number 10, The Man Who Laughs. At number 9, Crossroads.
Okay.
At number 8.
How many times did you say Jew?
We are going into uncharted territory.
No!
This is the 20s. I mean, He Who Gets Slapped, Our Hospitality. The Passion of Joan of Arc, Steamboat Bill Jr., Sunrise at number 4. I don't know. Ethan, try to say that for me. You
want to
try it?
Yeah, that what he said.
What he said. Number 2 is The Crowd. Number 1, released in 1924, was Sherlock Jr., directed by Buster Keaton.
Buster Keaton.
I thought his name was ended with an N.
He's the guy you should fuck.
No, thank you.
That's going to be glorious out of context. Oh, yeah. My God. When I'm listening to this episode, I'm going to be like, that's good. That sounds great.
All right, next one. I think we're in segments by now.
I think, haven't we been in segments the whole episode?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. We're talking about the 20s. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's some songs. Swanee by Al Jolson, West End Blues by Louis Armstrong, Rhapsody in Blue by Paul Whiteman featuring George Gershwin. Oh, yep. I love it. That's probably one of my favorite pieces of all time is Rhapsody in Blues. Yeah. Sing it right now. Yep. Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller and Louis Armstrong. Tea for Texas by Jimmy Rogers. In the Jailhouse Now by Jimmy Rogers. Oh, no, they're both by Jimmy Rogers. The Prisoner's The Prisoner's Song. Is that that one?
I think so.
The Prisoner's Song, the St. Louis Blues, Old Man River. Old Man River.
He's a sneezer.
First name Ebenezer.
He's a lady pleaser.
That's a good one.
You know it.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a lady pleaser. last one is Making Whoopee.
Yep.
All right, listen. I've got last thing. And then we'll move on to jokes.
Yeah.
Ready? All right. Here's 10 dishes that you can make. Oysters Rockefeller.
Yes.
What is that?
So good.
What is it? Oysters
on the half shell. Yep.
With but rich
turtle power.
Yeah, but. Usually cheese, bacon. And I get
oyster power. Sorry.
Yep.
Oyster power.
And oyster power.
Okay. How about pineapple upside down cake? That's a great one. Ice box cakes. What's that? Cakes that you make in an ice box because they didn't have refrigerators.
Oh, Jesus!
Italian meatballs. This is from the 20s. Mm-hmm. I like how it printed us like parts of a picture.
Yeah. Here's a quarter of a meatball.
Tea sandwiches. No, hold on. I got a thing. The rise of tea sandwiches began. It's like finger sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Baby Ruth bars. Pimento stuffed celery.
There's a turd in the pool.
That's just a baby Ruth. What's that reference? What's that movie?
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Duchess potatoes. Waldorf salad.
Yeah.
And that's it, I guess.
Okay, cool.
Was that all my shit? Wait, where's my shit?
That's all your shit, dude.
That's my dead shit, yeah. That's my shit.
I don't know where my script went.
My dead dick.
Yup.
Dude, that's everything.
I know. I don't know where my script went. Get all this shit out of here. All right, what are we moving on to? Dad jokes?
Yup.
All right, hang on. Let me get this set up. Ethan, do you have dad jokes?
I have a few.
You don't want to be on this, though, right?
Nah.
Okay. Nah. All right. Well, then, for the most part, you can video us. But hang on. Let me set it up.
I just shit my pants.
Oh. You would know that, Ethan, if you watched it.
Dude, I recite lyrics to you all the time. Everybody dropping like a bottle of Louis Poppin.
That was good. You did say that you were something about rice.
Beat the pussy up like Mike Tyson.
I can't find like a sepia tone.
Kick up the grill. It's time to put the rice on.
Hang on, guys. Hang on. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Hang on.
Sure you are.
Shut up. Oh, okay. Here we go. Black and white. Should we just do black and white?
Yeah.
God damn, dude.
Sorry.
It's okay. I still love you. All right. Are we ready?
Wait, wait, do it again. Dead dog's kitchen floor. Time to get home.
Dude, do you remember? Okay, I'll just say it now because you said it earlier when I said that I thought of a rhyme but I couldn't say it, and Andrew was like, "You have to say it." It was, "Dead dog, I don't need her."
Jesus,
about to come a wife beat.
Put the dog in the freezer. Jesus. We might want to cut that one out.
I don't even know what's going on. I'm just trying to do this. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like what I hear when I listen back to it, am I?
Oh, no. Not at all.
This happened between you guys the last time,
one,
too.
One, one.
What?
What do you got?
Oh, I got a book.
Did you just come tarted? I got a book. Good. Good, Andrew. That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I feel like that has...
I like books! Sweet. So do you have jokes?
It's a joke book.
I'm kidding.
It's a joke book.
Oh, God. How
Did
many
you
do
just
you...
come to her?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first, man.
Go first. It's not that big of a deal, really.
Here, ready? What do you call an Asian Dwayne Johnson?
What? You were you with the Asian jokes?
The walk.
Yeah.
The walk. That's good, dude.
Yeah, man.
All right, Brian, give us one.
All right, here we go.
We're doing it black and white because we're in the 20s or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, what's the similarity between eating pussy and fucking with the mafia?
What is it?
One wrong slip of the tongue, and you're deep in shit.
Bye. That's good, dude.
That is pretty good.
Here, hold this.
Shmack.
Yeah, she. All right, ready? Let's see what we got here. Let's see. What do you call a snake that's 3.14 meters long?
Pie.
A python, yeah.
That's
great fucking joke.
I got a book.
A book. Alright. Here we go. On to real jokes.
All I have is the book.
A vampire walks in the bar, see? Asks the bartender. So listen here, barmaid. Better give me some steaming hot water. Bartender says, I thought vampires just drank blood. Pulls a tampon out of his pocket and puts it in the water. Says, "Today I'll be having tea."
Oh,
gross!
How did I know I was gonna get him with that one?
Yep,
I knew it.
Go ahead, Ethan. Give us one.
Can't top that one. Why is it gonna sound so pussy compared to that?
Come on, man, bring it.
Two cannibals are eating a clown.
No.
One turns to the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?"
I like that one. I do like that one.
Okay.
You want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay. I got found one. It's a good one.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
How do you know that a Polish guy invented female anatomy?
Oh, God.
I don't know how.
Who the fuck else would put the shitter so close to the fucking all-you-can-eat buffet?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, well, here, I'm going to top that one.
All right, bring it.
I'm not going to top
Come
that
on.
One.
Come on.
Are you ready? Not with this joke book. Ready? A steak pun is a rare medium well done. Shut up, guys.
All right.
Wait. Go.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What's the hardest part of the vegetable to eat?
I don't know.
The fucking wheelchair.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, Ethan.
Broke him.
I broke him. No.
You got another joke, Ethan?
I do a fucking joke after that shit, dude. All right, I'll do a joke. All right, I just flew into town the other day. My arms are really tired.
God damn it. Son of a bitch.
Is that your joke?
No.
Oh.
I just came tarted.
You guys both tarted now. What's going on here?
Hey, Jordan, but you...
Yeah, here you go. It's a bush, it's a bush. Yeah, you guys are both. What is going on?
No, this is the last episode of Dad Bod, and I'm here for it.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, okay. I never wanted to believe that my dad was stealing from his job as a road worker, but when I got home, all the signs were there. Listen, this joke is all, book is all I got.
Burn it!
We need... I didn't have time.
Incinerate.
Did you record that last one, Brian?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They handed me all set up.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the show The Lone Ranger?
Yeah.
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 Got.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Tonto?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lone Ranger and Tonto, they stop for a rest real quick on their journeys. Tonto puts his ear to the ground, and he slowly says, "Buffalo come." The Lone Ranger says, "You can hear their feet? Like, how do you know that?" And he goes, "Ground sticky."
Ethan, could you hand me that pencil? There's a pencil on the floor there. Yeah, can you hand it to me?
I told you guys I was coming in hot today.
Yeah.
Came in tarted, more like.
Yeah.
Are we done with dad jokes, you guys?
Yes.
Do you have any more, Ethan?
I have one, but do you guys remember when I phoned in on that one episode and I
sure.
told that joke? Do you remember that joke?
No.
It's the one about the refrigerator? You don't remember? It's kind of a long one, so should I tell it or should I?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, heaven is packed, right? Like, there's, like, 1,000 people out there, and, like, they have no idea who's getting in and who's, like, because they're not letting too many people in. So some guy comes out, and he's like, all right, I'm only going to let certain people in, and it's based on how tragic your death story was.
Right.
So he goes to the first guy, and the guy's like, all right, so here's how I died. I came home from work one day early. I had just gotten fired. I walk in and my wife is in lingerie, right? So I think she's cheating on me. And I'm like, where is he? I just go berserk, okay? So I look out and I see this guy hanging off of the side of my balcony, right? So I go outside and I like, and keep in mind, I live on the 17th story of an apartment complex, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I just start beating this guy up and he falls into the bushes, right? And after that, I was like, you know what? He's not dead yet. I'm going to go back inside. I'm going to get my refrigerator. I get my refrigerator, and I hoist it off of the balcony and squash him.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I have a heart attack and I die. The guy at heaven's like, okay. All right. Who's the next guy? The next guy's like, all right. I'm on a treadmill on my balcony. I live on the 18th story, right, of this apartment complex. As I'm running on my treadmill, a hamster gets lodged into my wheel, and I fly off of the treadmill, right? I fall onto the 17th story balcony. I'm holding onto it, dangling. This guy comes out, and he punches me, and I fall in the bushes, and then a refrigerator falls on me. The guy at heaven's like, okay. All right, and then he goes down to the last guy in the line, and he's like, so how'd you die, man? And he was like, so I'm naked in this refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That is good.
That was good, Ethan.
You know what makes me happy?
What?
Didn't like it.
I did like it. Sorry, I was distracted.
That's all good.
Is that we can end it with refrigerator.
Come on, Sony. Oh, my goodness. Does that mean we're done?
We love you all. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. All right, so I guess that means it's time for our outro. You guys, if you're still listening an hour and 7 minutes into this bullshit, we would just like to say thank you so very, very much. Ethan, thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, we love you, buddy.
We know you don't have a job anymore, but you'll come back and hang out with us.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Of course. But what else is he going to do? It's not like he has a job.
Damn. He's digging hard on that one.
Well, you're a young whippersnapper.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. You're digging so hard like the Undertaker.
Oh,
yeah. Yep, yep.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Is a wrestling move a haymaker?
Yeah.
Hey. Yep. I didn't say that one with the inflection. What are we doing next? Do you guys want to say thank you to anybody specifically before we... I know we do say thank you. Okay, so everybody, thank you. And do you guys want to... Sorry. Do you have any shout-outs?
To the Undertaker?
Yeah, shout-out to the guy that Andrew said you should fuck.
Yeah!
I don't remember who it was. I didn't say you should fuck anybody. I was gonna say his name sounded vaguely like nefarious, and I was like, that's someone you should follow. But then that fucking bug guy. Shout out to Aviator.
Shout out to Avi.
Thanks.
Avi? Avi, baby.
Okay.
He's somewhere in the ceiling as we speak.
Yeah, yeah. He's watching over us.
Yep.
The new dad bod, he's like an infantryman.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, then. Let's move on to plugs. If you guys want to get in touch with us, you can do so several types of ways. You can leave one on our Facebook page. You can leave one on our YouTube area. And you can leave one on our emails. Our email address is daddbodband@gmail.com. Ethan, believe it or not, we have legitimate comments from legitimate people. And they're all good. They're all good comments.
That's
Brian,
good, man.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
All right, real quick. Ethan's going on his phone. He's like, I don't give a fuck about this shit.
I'm just checking to make sure I'm not,
needed elsewhere?
Yeah.
Your other job?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's fun. It's fun because you're young and we're like old, old dads, you know? Get a job.
Fucking bum.
That's what you get.
You're banging on my microphone.
Fuck you.
All right. I'm just kidding, Ethan. We know you're going to do great things. All right, so in response to one of our shorts, I don't remember what short it was, but this guy said, haven't heard this one before, smiley crying face. I like it. Thank you. This next one said, I don't remember what it was, but it said, this next one goes, now she's a peroxide blonde. That last one was from Prod Mowry, and then this one was from Savvy Man 2376. Is that really you, Ethan, in disguise?
No.
This guy just left a bunch of crying happy faces. What does that mean? Oh, anyways, it's J Den Velez 8186. Thank you guys very much. And then the last one comes from Dylan Film 676, and it's also a laughing crying emoji.
A bunch of laughing crying faces. It just means they're laughing. They thought it was funny.
What about if it's just one?
If it's one, it's still funny.
Well, they thought it was funny, Brian.
It's less funny.
People are...
3 is the perfect amount.
Why 3?
It just insinuates the most laughter. If you do any more than 3, it's too much.
Yeah.
They say comedy comes to you in 3s or something like that. All right, so usually this is the part where we say Dads Rise Up, but we have to check in with Satan and fucking find out where we're going next week. So hang on, let me get him on the phone. Satan!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How are you, dude?
I was trying to fucking jerk my dick.
Yeah? Is it because we did such a good job with that last episode and that last assignment and you're so fucking proud of us?
No.
Oh.
No, I was just jerking my dick for fun.
Did you hear how good of a job we did?
Every time.
Satan.
Every time you say that. The show sucks balls.
But we did what you told us to. We went back.
Yeah, I saw that.
We spent a whole week in the 20s.
But no script. You guys just don't give a shit.
I wrote one, but then Brian's dog died or something.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay.
Speaking of which, Satan.
Yeah.
Idea as to which direction that... All dogs growing up, right? You don't have any dogs in hell.
No.
What about Hitler's dog?
Yeah.
What about Judas's dog?
Hitler's dog really likes peanut butter.
Oh. Good thing Hitler's in hell then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dogs don't go to hell.
Yeah.
Satan, where are we going next week?
Listen.
Or when are we going next week?
I think you dirty fucking hippies need to go to the 60s.
Oh, I'll do that. The 1960s. All right.
Preferably a 69.
Yeah.
What's up, what's up? Beelzebub.
That's good. Yeah. Satan, did you hear our rap ideas?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, cool.
For a bunch of fucking pricks.
You just can't.
Listen, dude, I'm about to come, so I gotta go.
Satan's a good masturbator.
Yeah? So listen, guys, I wish you all the best, and I will check you later.
Okay, bye, Satan.
Fuck you.
Brian, just say that to Satan.
Brian.
That guy's a dick.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Brian, looks like we're going to spending a week in the 60s.
All right, let's go.
That's cool. What do you think? What are you expecting?
Peace, love.
Beatles.
The Beatles. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I tell you something.
Maybe we'll do a song.
I think you'll understand.
Oh, yeah. Copyright right stricken for that shit. All right, you guys. We just got one more last thing to say.
I
want to
fist your clam. I want to fist your clam. All
right. Ethan's really broken.
We got one thing left to say, guys.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
Dead rise up!
We'll see all you beautiful motherfuckers Monday at 5. Bye!
Woo!